me now. Come with me now. And we are live on Blog Talk Radio for Voracek. Makes me your host, Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks for tuning in. Where each and every Monday, hey, we're actually on a Monday. Each and every Monday, we come to you live to talk about the best sport in the world. And that's professional hockey. Just hockey in general is the best sport in the world. Fun things coming up today. You guys are going to really like this. Obviously, we're going to talk a little Carolina. We're going to talk some Atlanta as well. Some good things have been happening there. Talk a little bit about the NHL All-Star Game, which was, I thought it was fantastic. I don't know about you guys. I DVR'd it because I was at the Gladiators game. Came home and watched it that night. Watched it three more times yesterday. Would have watched it tonight, but decided to do the show. Just fantastic display. Here we go, getting in my hat trick challenge questions there. Thanks, NHL Network, for telling me about that. But we have a special treat as a little bit later on in the show. I got a chance to talk to Oliver Gallipo, otherwise known as Gally, and Brett McKenzie, otherwise known as Big Mac, from our Atlanta Gladiators. Got to talk a lot of things, cut it up with them a little bit. They are fantastic. You guys are going to really, really enjoy that segment. But that'll be a little bit later on. But first, let's talk, we'll kind of talk Carolina as we get into the All-Star Game. So, well, we'll talk about it now. Obviously, for the Hurricanes, we had Sebastian Aho, who was a great ambassador for Canes hockey while he was there. He had two goals and an assist, and also he was on the winning team, which means the winning team splits splits $1 million 11 ways, which is still not a bad chunk of change. But more importantly, they show their dominance. Let's talk a little bit about these games. Obviously, the Central and the Pacific started off, the Pacific being the host. They come out real flat. I really don't know what was going on. I don't know if the pairings were just off a little bit, that there wasn't a lot of continuity. But the Central was up 7-1 after the first half. Ouch. That's hard to climb out of, because in the second, it ended up being 3-3 in the second half of that game, which ultimately means 10-4 is your final. The Central eliminate the Pacific. Now, we move on to the Metropolitan versus the Atlantic. The Metropolitan had a 3-2 lead after one. They won the second half 4-2, which ultimately means 7-4. Your Metropolitan wins, which set up the final. The final between the Metropolitan Division and the Central Division. The Metropolitan were up 5-0 after the first half. 5-0. Wow. Then they split that one 5-5 in the second half, which ultimately means 10-5 is your final. The Metropolitan win. Told you what they split as far as that. Sidney Crosby. Yeah, let's call it what it is. He's the MVP. He won a 2019 Honda Passport. It was pretty nice. Pretty sweet. And congratulations to him on that. And they take the one day off, and everybody is pretty much back in action tonight, I believe. Let's find out. Let's see who all is in action tonight. If it will come up, there we go. Tonight's action, we have the Jets going to Philadelphia to take on the Flyers. That will be in, that just started here at 7. And then the Devils are going to Pittsburgh to take on the Penguins. This should be fun, right? What a great time to be a hockey fan. The All-Star Game, you just come out of that. If you're a Gladiators fan, they extended their unbeaten streak to 6 games with the overtime loss to Orlando over the weekend at Star Wars Night. What a great thing. You guys were all dressed up. You guys were having fun. The players were having fun. It just was an overall, just a great night. Great night. Good to see all the Star Wars fans and all the Gladiator fans be able to come together. New attendance record for this season, 10,003 people. Yep, I was one. You guys are one. It's great. 10,003 people were at Star Wars Night. It actually beat the Teddy Bear Toss game, which was another fantastic one as well. I actually spent the entire third period talking with defenseman Jake Fliegel. I hope I'm saying that right. During the third period and what was into overtime, which was cool because I was able to get his perspective on breaking down basically what we were seeing. I was like, hey, you know, in this scenario, what are you looking at? Are you looking for these things? Like when a goal was scored, I said it was totally not on Bones that was scored. There's nothing you could do about it. It's one of those, it just happens things. But it was also, there was a save, and I was like, he's not supposed to make that save, and he still made it anyway because he's Bones. But just being able to chop it up with Jake was really fantastic. We hope to have him on in the next couple of weeks. Talk to El Presidente, the president of the Gladiators, about some things, and, you know, maybe we're going to have him on. You guys said you wanted to hear from him. I want to hear from him. So we're going to try to get him on sometime soon as well. But as I said, a little bit, here in a little bit, we will talk to Galley and Big Mac, and I think you guys are going to really enjoy that. Like I said, we did lose 3-2 in overtime, where Peterson and Peracta had the goals for us. Two new guys, two new faces, guys you don't usually hear. Bonner had 21 saves in the losing effort, come up just a little short. Upcoming games. This Wednesday, they are hosting Greenville at a 7:35 puck drop there. On Thursday night, they are hosting the Florida Everblades, 7:35 puck drop there. It is Chamber and Business Night. This should be a fun one. As always, go to AtlantaGladiators.com for all the latest promotions and such there. And then this Saturday, going to host the Orlando Solar Bears. Yep, they're going to be back. 7:35 puck drop there. It is Super Saturday. For one, it's the day before the Super Bowl. Two, it is $5 Frenzy Night for the mesh jerseys. Yes, you know you want one of these. You know you want one of these. I want one of these. I'm going to make sure to get there early so I can make sure to get one. But it is also Impact Media. We're gonna do something fun. I don't know what we're going to do yet because super-wise, you know. If I'm not mistaken, it is also WSB night. Do we got that somewhere? There it is. I believe it is WSB night where Clark Howard and Eric Von Hessler are going to be on hand from WSB. News Talk 750. Clark Howard all about saving you money. Eric Von Hessler all about explaining politics. You know, used to be part of the regular guys way back in the day. They're going to be on hand. I believe there is a ticket special for like $9.55 a ticket. Yeah, definitely go check that out. That's what we did over the weekend. We took advantage on Star Wars night. We took advantage of it being 97.1 The River night. So we $9.71 for a ticket, and it was as good a ticket as you're going to get. Up top, you can see everything. We ended up running into one of the players. Fantastic. But like I said, we got our unbeaten streak to 6 games now. As Galley and Big Mac will tell you here a little bit later on, I believe it's like 7 out of the last 8 have either been wins or overtime ties, to where this team's really on the up and up. And I think they are – now, sometimes the up and down, pulling up and down, both Gallupo and McKenzie are Bruins prospects, so they can get called up and down as well. But I think that just tends to happen sometimes. It seems like with the way the Bruins organization likes to move people around and try different things a lot, that sometimes, it's hard to get the camaraderie and the continuity between new faces sometimes. But I think Jeff Pyle is doing a fantastic job with that. Let's see, I told you about all that stuff there, and I think that's everything that I wanted to get to as far as this. And without further ado, I want to turn it over to my chat with Brett McKenzie and Oliver Gallipo from our Atlanta Gladiators. Hope you guys enjoy. Joining me at this time from our Atlanta Gladiators, it is defenseman Oliver Gallipo and center Brett McKenzie. How are we doing, guys?
Doing good. Good. Yourself?
How are you?
We're doing pretty good. You know, right before we came on here, we were talking about the inclement weather that could be hitting us later tonight. But you guys being from up north, this is probably just par for the course, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a big difference. It has been a big difference for us, I guess. I've been used to a lot of snow and ice, I guess. So it's a big difference here. But I guess tomorrow we're supposed to get some snow and some rain.
Yep, definitely so. But I'm not going to bore people with us talking about weather because I'm sure there's other things they want us to ask. And I'm going to start you guys off with what could be a tough question. What are you guys' thoughts on your now former teammate, Ben Danforth, getting traded earlier today?
It was kind of a surprise for us this morning because, you know, lately we've had so a couple new guys coming in from
mm-hmm.
Milwaukee. So, like you said, he was a veteran here. He was appreciated by everybody in the locker room. So it was kind of a surprise for us to see him leave this morning.
Yeah, I bet it was, because, I mean, that was part of why Danny, as you guys like to call him, probably was brought in. He was that veteran presence along with the captain, Derek Nesbitt, to give that kind of veteran leadership for a lot of the young faces that were in. And I guess that means that they must feel, management must feel that you guys are at a spot where you don't need that anymore.
I don't know about that one. I know we're a younger team, but I mean, we all have the responsibility to play hockey, and that's our job, so we all need to do the best we can.
Yeah, and like I explained to people, it's one of those unfortunate things, especially as a player or as a fan sometimes, that it is a business too. So this, you know, in order to bring in the two new pieces, maybe this was the only way they could make that happen. So you kind of sacrifice a really great veteran leader to bring in the two guys that you feel like you needed more presence somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly. It's part of the job. And like for Jeff, who's our coach and general manager, you can't control how many bodies he's going to get from the AHL and guys getting injured. So it's kind of a hard job for him to try to manage all that.
And just to kind of review real quick for maybe some of our new listeners that aren't as familiar with you guys' background. Brett, you were drafted by the Canucks in 2016, correct?
Yeah.
And are you a prospect of theirs, or are you under somebody else now?
I'm with Providence now. We both are
okay.
With Providence.
Especially, I knew that Galley, as you told me to call him. I knew that Galley was. I was just clarifying that. I was pretty sure that you were, but I wanted to make sure. What's it been like being prospects for Providence?
I mean, we both went to camp in Boston at the beginning of the year. It was a good experience there. And then we got sent down to Providence, played a couple of exhibition games there, and we got sent down over here to play some games and get some experience. I mean, it's a great organization, and we're really grateful to be part of it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The Bruins is always one of those storied franchises, one of the originals. For people who are just getting into hockey, I always tell them, I was like, you know, pick whichever team you like, but, you know, really go in and look at what some of those, what the original six and some of the older, more storied franchises have done instead of just picking maybe the one with the best logo.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That tends to happen, but it's okay. As long as they get into hockey, I can accept it. But let's see. Where was I? You two have become kind of fast friends. Did you guys know each other before the Gladiators, or was this just kind of a new friendship you guys have struck up?
We met each other in 2016 in Vancouver. We actually met before that. We went to camp for Team Canada under 18 together, and we met again at the Vancouver camp. I was an invitee over there was a draft pick. So we kind of knew each other from.
And then I guess I saw I was his roommate in Boston.
Yeah, for camp over there.
And we kind of just rekindled the love.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say it. Looking at a few Instagram posts, if you guys went with the Harry and Lloyd Halloween costumes with those amazing tuxedos, you got to be good friends to pull that off.
Yeah, we're actually roommates over here in Atlanta too, and we thought it was
we're pretty goofy like that.
Yeah,
so we thought it was gonna be perfect.
Yeah.
Hey, that is par for the course of everybody here at Impact Media. We're definitely very goofy. You guys only saw us scratching the surface the other night with our kind of themes we were doing, but we got more coming up. You guys will see us in some pretty good things later on this year. You know, what are some fitness or nutrition tips that you might give other people or things that you guys do to try to stay in shape? Because it's not easy to be able to skate for 60 minutes in a day.
I mean, for myself, the nutrition part, I'm pretty lean on that. It doesn't really matter to me, but I usually nap like 4 or 5 hours a day.
Hmm.
Just because I get so tired. But other than that, you know, like I'm pretty lean on my nutrition. I eat pretty well, pretty clean usually. I know Gally likes to eat a lot cleaner than me, but I mean, I like to nap.
Yeah, I got my own routine. I like to go to the gym in the afternoon and then come back, grab a smoothie, and then cook my dinner and make some lunch for the week. Like tonight, I got some sweet potatoes. I'll make some cauliflower and peppers with ground beef. So this is going to be pretty good, I think.
A feast.
Yeah, I was about to say I was not hungry going into this. I am now starving after you just described that.
Yeah, it's going to be a good meal.
But see, there you go, kids. For anybody who want to try to make it on the pro level of hockey, the key things to hear there are eat good, take naps, and eat and drink smoothies. So that seems to be three really good things to do.
Yeah, there are. But the most important thing is probably to work hard and believe in yourself, whatever you're doing. Those are the keys from what I think.
I think that's a great one. That's one of my life mantras as well, because if you don't believe in yourself, how can you get other people to?
Yeah, exactly.
When did you guys know, like kind of at what age or what stage of your careers, at what stage did you guys realize, you know what, we can play on a professional level?
I mean, for myself, as a younger kid, on the outdoor rink, I was always wanting to play in the NHL and at a higher level. I went to a few OHL games when I was younger, and I knew that was the league I wanted to play in. I think growing up and then hitting AAA, because in Ottawa you only hit AAA at a certain age, I don't want to sound cocky, but I was better than a lot of the guys. And so I kind of just felt that the next step would be to play at a higher level or pro level. And then in the OHL, I got drafted, and I was hoping to play for Utica, but that opportunity didn't arise. So, I mean, I had a great opportunity here with Providence and Atlanta, so taking a full advantage.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long process, but it goes by so fast. You get drafted. I got drafted in the QMJHL at 15 years old. I played my first year at 16. I played in the league for 5 years, and now I'm in pro. Those 5 years were probably the greatest years of my life so far. But they go by so fast. You try to enjoy it, and now you turn pro, and it's your job, and you do what you want to do.
And we are talking with Brett McKenzie and Oliver Gallipo from our Atlanta Gladiators. I guess, Brett, we'll start with you on this one. one of the earliest memories this season I have of you, I believe it was against the Swamp Rabbits. It was either right before an intermission, towards the end of a period or something like that. Somebody, I don't know, I didn't see the play because I was behind the Swamp Rabbits bench at the time. I couldn't see anything, but somebody sparked you up enough to where it looked like you wanted to take on the entire team. It looked like you were fiercely ready to fight the entire other team. Do you remember what happened there, and do you kind of see yourself as one of those scrappy players, or you got to be pushed that far before you're ready to drop gloves?
I don't remember that play, no. A lot of stuff happens during games, and like you said, it was probably earlier in the season. But
yeah,
I have a lip where I'll engage in that stuff, but I'm not going to just go out of my way and get in those little arguments with guys. I know at one point I wanted to fight a guy in Jacksonville, but he didn't want to. But other than that, I'm not really a fighter. In the OHL, I fought a couple times. That's probably 6 or 7 times in my career, but it's not something I'd like to do, but I'm willing to if I need to.
All right, and then, Gally, I'll throw it to you. Do you see yourself as kind of one of those scrappy players who are looking to throw down if you have to or to protect a teammate, or are you one of those that you're just going to finesse somebody and beat them on the scoreboard?
Probably same like Brett. Like, I like to include the physical part in my game. But, you know, there comes a point sometimes where you've had enough. There's some nights where it's not doing good, you're not doing good, or it's, like I said, you've had enough and you just want to get it out. So it happens sometimes, but I won't call myself a fighter. I fought a couple of times like Brett and Junior, but just try to play my game and stay on the ice if possible.
Exactly. And I think I told you guys when I saw you guys after the game this past weekend that I spent the entire third period sitting up next to Jake Fliegel. And he seemed like he was not only wanting to be out there, I think he's a little more scrappy than the both of you. Would you guys say that? It seemed like he was ready to lock gloves with people on the other team.
100% more scrappy than us.
Yeah, he plays hard. He competes hard in corners. He loves the physical game. And, you know, he's a pretty good fighter. He's a southpaw, too. So maybe it could be a surprise for the other guys, too.
That's definitely good to know. But it was fun. That's the first time I had sat through an entire period next to a player like that, because we were breaking down what we were seeing. You know, I was asking him things like, hey, in this scenario, are you looking at this or that? It was almost like watching with a coach, you know, because I've watched other sports with coaches and players like that, but I'd never done it with a hockey player. And if somebody's – obviously don't bug you guys if you guys are just sitting around watching a game, but there's definitely something to be said when you guys can break it down like that because you've been out there.
Yeah, we all have plays that we like to do off the face-offs, and in our D-zone, Jeff sets some rules and some standards that we need to do in our D-zone to do man-to-man or whatever we're doing. So we all know the plays, and we all know what our rules are.
But at the end of the day, we're still going out there, and we're just trying to play and not think too much about the game plans and everything. We're just trying to do our thing and use our creativity.
Now we're gonna kind of go a little bit into the more fun questions here. Between the two of you, who is the bigger prankster?
I would say me.
Yeah. Honestly, I think we're together in the dressing room, we do a lot more joking around and fooling around than we do at the apartments together.
Yeah. Cause I think if we'd started together at the apartment, it would never end. It would get so big and so intense. So we just keep it for the ring,
for the room. Prank other guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's the way I am. And I'm not going to ask you about your favorite prank or anything, because I do not want you to suddenly be linked to something that somebody didn't know who they did it yet. But between the two of you, who is more likely to pick up the check at dinner? Apparently neither.
I actually usually cook food at home. So
okay.
Galley is the better chef, though. I'll give him that.
Thank you.
No problem.
I love you.
Wow, you know, I was going to wait for that one, but now I'm going to throw that in there. Who is the bigger romantic of the two?
For sure me.
Yeah, definitely Brad.
I'm the more cuddly.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, sometimes I need my space, but Brad is more the more cuddly one.
See, now I would have probably guessed that too. But who is the better driver?
Gally's the only one.
Yeah,
car,
I'm
so.
The only one with a car here.
But I fixed his car, so mechanically wise, I am better.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Mm.
Definitely.
Best say, especially when you're down this area, you guys have all met Atlanta traffic and the monstrosity that it is. So. If you can survive out in the Atlanta Duluth area of traffic, you're doing pretty good because everybody's a pretty bad driver.
Yeah, we've seen that.
We've gotten cut off a couple times. A
couple more as we're talking to Galley and Brett. Do you have a nickname?
Macker. Brett.
Brettie Bung.
Probably like the rest of us, a few that can't say on radio.
Oh, yeah.
They sometimes call me Big Mac, too.
Okay. Well, as we're finishing up with Galley and Big Mac, sounds like a radio show in itself. Which one of you guys has the faster, more accurate shot?
Mine's more accurate for sure.
Yeah, mine's probably harder, yeah.
Oh,
I hit
okay.
those short sides all the time.
But I hit bombs from the blue line, though.
Have you guys ever had the thought of playing goalie, or are you guys happy to not have all that equipment on?
In the summer, I play goalie for – I do a shooting. I shoot on goalies for the summer, and I play goalie every Friday. So I enjoy playing goalie, but other than that, I don't want to suit up in front of everyone shooting at me like at this level.
Yeah, that idea never crossed my mind. I mean, I've been a defenseman since I started playing, and I'll always be.
Well, and you guys really luck out that you have Bones as a teammate, to where it seems like he plays every day and he stops practically every shot that comes at him.
He doesn't stop my shots in practice.
Yeah. But he's pretty good. He's pretty good. I can say that.
See, do you hear that, Bones? You know, he could potentially be on the show in the next couple weeks. If you hear that, Bones, you just got called out that there's a couple people you're not stopping these shots from.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure I'm going to get that text message in a minute. But, you know, overall, as far as this season so far, what are you guys' thoughts? Galley, we'll start with you. Your thoughts of how the seasons went and where you think things could go based off the way you guys are playing right now.
I mean, we've had an up and down start. I mean, I've been up in Providence for a month or two, so I've missed a couple games over here. But since I got back, we've definitely, especially in the last few weeks, we've been playing really good. We've won. What, seven or eight past game or something like that. So it shows up on the standing. We just gotta keep working, keep getting better. I mean, we're a young team, but we have a lot of improve, and we've been doing good since the beginning of the year.
Yeah, I can say the same thing as Galley just did. We had a good first two games and a slow. A little bit in between that, but I think lately we've been coming off strong. Everyone's been helping out the team and scoring, so that's a good thing.
And especially in the last couple games between Star Wars Night this weekend and the Teddy Bear Toss a couple games back, the fans seem to finally be responding, and we're finally getting these, you know, getting in the 10,000s and better as far as attendance. How are you guys able to kind of feed off the crowd, and does that enhance the way you play, or is that just Basically, does that enhance the way you play, or is that just almost background noise down there?
I mean, in the moment, you don't really hear it. After you score a goal, you for sure hear it. I mean, the crowds have been they've been pretty good lately since we've been winning. Like Star Wars Night was really good, but I mean, you're in the zone, so you don't really hear as much as you think.
But it still makes a difference. I mean, you're going on a power play. You get that little energy when they cheer up before special plays or end of a period when you lead. It still makes a difference.
It definitely does. And as we finish up here with Big Mac and Galley, guys, it's been fantastic having you on. And it really is special to not only have you guys on to break it down, because I know the people that listen to this love hearing from you guys as well. But what would your going away message to the fans for the rest of the season be?
Just keep coming to our game, keep cheering for us. We're looking forward to get a playoff spot here, and we're gonna need them to cheer for us till the end of the season.
Yeah, same thing as Galley. Just come support us. We really appreciate it. We need all the help we can get at this point.
Well, once again, guys, it's been fantastic talking with you guys. Like I said, I know the fans are looking forward to it. I was looking forward to it. And wish you the best of luck the rest of the season. And hopefully we can have you back on before the playoffs start.
Yeah, thank you. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow, what a great chat we had with those guys. They're fantastic. They're roommates. They are really good buddies. I mean, if you haven't seen the Instagram post, I think Brett has it on his. Galley may have it on his as well. But where they're in the Harry and Lloyd tuxes from Dumb and Dumber, fantastic. These guys, really just fantastic, really good humans. Had a blast talking to them, and I hope you guys enjoyed that as well. But that's going to do it for us this week. Another great edition of Board Check. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio. Thanks to Impact Media. This has been another great edition of Board Check. I'm Jeremy the Impact York. We will see you guys next week. Go Canes. Go Glads. Go watch hockey. Afraid to lose control and caught up in this world. I've wasted time, I've wasted breath. I think I fought myself to death. I was born without this fear. Now only this seems clear. I need to move, I need to fight. I need to lose myself tonight.
Missed it by that much.